Well, Roswell First Baptist Church have many members that have given many years of service to the community and to their fellow believers. And this special series is to help you know, learn, and know more about the faith and service of members who serve. And we have a person today that has been here a long time. And his name is Elwin Gassert. Elwin, we appreciate the time that you're sharing with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure, Gene, and thank you for having me here today.
I think the first question I want to ask, since I know the answer to it, how long have you been at Roswell First Baptist, Elwin?
Well, I started as a child in 1949 when my parents moved to Roswell, Georgia from Atlanta.
Well, now, as a child, that wasn't very long ago, was it?
Not in my mind. Just a couple of years ago, believe me.
All right. So your parents moved here from Atlanta to the Roswell area, and you started attending First Baptist.
I did. We were here and became very good friends with the minister at that particular time, Reverend Brantley Seymour, his wife, Elnora, and son, Stuart.
Stuart
was a year younger than I. And we became playmates, and we were in Sunday school together. And, of course, we got in some trouble around the church, sitting in the pews together during some of the church services. So.
Now, in fairness to you, I won't ask you what kind of trouble you got into there. We'll leave that discussion for another day, okay?
That is wonderful. I appreciate you not bringing that up. But I will say it was a growing situation. We learned about respect. We learned about picking up in the yard. And we learned to behave during the sermon period.
Sounds to me like there was some discipline involved in some of those experiences.
Absolutely it was. We had a lot of moms and dads in this church.
Wonderful, wonderful story to hear about. Well, over the years, you have been involved in many things. Let's talk about you and your career and so forth. First of all, do I remember that you have some connection with the airline business?
Yes, sir. I had the opportunity to become a Navy pilot after I graduated from the University of Georgia in 1969. At that particular time, it was join or be drafted into the military. So I took their test, interviews, and physicals, and was able to complete my training with the Navy and flew two tours in the Navy. But at the time I got out, the airlines were in a recession. There was a downturn. People were being furloughed. So I went to work in another business, another area called Urology and Gynecology Product Sales and Marketing for American Hospital Supply Corporation. And during that time, I was able to move around and ended up in Schaumburg, Illinois, and we worked out of Niles, Michigan. And I had the opportunity of watching airplanes take off and land from O'Hare daily, and it just never left my blood. So, good Lord willing, I applied to three airlines. Southern asked me to the dance, and I accepted, and three mergers and a leverage buyout later, I retired from Northwest Airlines.
Well, knowing a little bit about that profession, I'm sure there's some good stories, but we won't go into any of those at the moment. We'll leave those alone, okay?
Sounds good again, Gene. Thank you.
All right, let's talk a little. Well, tell us about your family.
Oh, I'm blessed. I have three sisters from my immediate family, all of which are here in the Roswell area. My mom and dad passed away within 10 months of each other in 2005. But they gave us great life lessons along the way. The seeds are there every day. I know all four of us children, we contact our mom and dad every day, wondering how we're doing. What would you do? Or am I doing the right thing? And the good Lord directed me to a wonderful lady by the name of Lynn Whitaker back in 1969, and we married in 1970, have two beautiful daughters, two wonderful son-in-laws now, and two great, wonderful grandsons, and three fur babies.
Wow.
So we are truly blessed.
And you have full-time activity to take care of is what it amounts to.
Oh, the family comes first, Gene. I think family and church are all interrelated, and my kids are not in the local area, but they have the church of their choice where they go. Again, it's just something that was encouraged to them at an early age, and the seeds took.
Well, sounds good to me. Let's talk a little bit about your experiences here now at Roswell First Baptist, because I'm sure there are areas that you have been involved in, but tell me some of the things that you've done over the years.
Be happy to. Having grown up in this church with the Royal Ambassadors and the men and women that helped direct that program over the years, I saw the importance of involvement in the church. We can't expect the minister and the staff to do everything. A church is built on its relationship with its members and the activities of its members. And I was taught to give back to the community, give back to my church, and this way I was able to do different things. I've served as a vice chair and chairman of our deacons. Most recently, I was chairman of our pastor search committee that brought Dr. Kevin Head to our church as the new senior minister. I've worked with the golf tournament for missions for a number of years that I can't even recall, that we helped raise money for our Appalachian Outreach Ministry and our missions to Haiti and to Kenya. And by doing that, I am kind of like the golf person who asked for, you know, we need golfers. I have the golf table set up starting the day of the Masters tournament, and we run through the day Sunday before we have the tournament, usually the first Monday of each June.
Yeah.
And I do what I can in Vacation Bible School. I was not able to participate this past year due to a convention I was helped running in Atlanta called the Rotary International Convention 2017, the Georgia World Congress Center. It happened to be the same week. So, Jessica, I apologize to you, but I hope to be back in your fold next year. And right now, is one of the areas in the deacons that I'm working for is area of special events. So anytime there's a special event comes along in the city and our church can be involved with it, due to its location on Mimosa Boulevard, we're here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, let me ask the question this way. What has probably been the most important time and experience that you feel like you may have had during your years at Roswell First Baptist?
Well, I think the important thing to me is the continuity that our church has had in its membership. We've had a reasonably good mixture of older members, medium-sized members, and also the young members. Again, right now, Christianity throughout the world, and not only here in Roswell, but we're all faced with how do we grow our church, how do we engage the people that are coming of different ages. We're not here for entertainment. We're here for Christianity. We're here to grow people in the Word of Christ and in the knowledge of Christ. And if people come to be entertained, I don't think they're in the right place. I don't think they have the right mindset. We're here to grow in Christianity. We're here to grow in the Word of the Bible and in the teachings from the Bible. So I think our leadership that we've had from our senior ministers throughout the years has been very important for me and for our church. I will say that due to my job as a airline pilot, I was gone a lot of the time being a junior pilot on the weekends. That was just the nature of the beast. I was not privileged to be based in Atlanta because we didn't have an Atlanta base at the time. So I had to commute to Detroit for 22 years. So I was here as I could be. And I gave them my time and talents, what little they were, whatever the church needed, I tried to accommodate.
I think that's a beautiful experience to talk about, and such a wonderful way you have described what your meaning has been to Roswell First Baptist, and it causes me to want to ask you a much more personal question. How have you seen your walk with Christ and your participation here, and what has it meant to you, Elwin?
Sure, Gene. I believe when the church determined that our senior minister at the time, Dr. Ron Bradley, was going to be retiring, we knew that we would have to have a search committee. At that particular time, I was not involved, but when I was approached by the committee that was going to establish the search committee, I was asked if my name could be nominated, and if it was chosen, could it be placed before the church congregation for approval. And I said, let me pray on that. I didn't answer immediately because it was so overwhelming at the time. And I think many a night I got up in the middle of the night and started walking the floors. And I said, Lord, I can't do this by myself. I know that this church and you will provide wonderful people that will be representative of all aspects of this church. And I said, please let me know what that is. Well, Gene, within a few days, I started getting information that we had a wonderful group from the nominating committee of about 9 different areas from our church that was well represented. And I said, Lord, you just answered my question and concern. I said, if I'm chosen to serve on this committee, if I'm chosen as chairman, I will do my level best to complete the task in your eyes. And sure enough, during the time that we did the pastor search, I think those communications I had with the good Lord at that particular time, during the nights, during the days, visitations with different churches, our travels with one another, it really brought me closer to, one, the membership of this church, and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we went through that walk. And I believe he led us to the person that was perfect for this church at this particular time.
What a heartwarming experience to have shared with us, and you know, and I'm so grateful for that. Now, I want to ask you one other question, and that is, what challenge would you feel is appropriate to put out for those members of our church that have been here a long time and those members of our church that maybe have been here just a short time or fairly new? How would you express that?
Sure, Gene. I would ask those that have been in this church for a long period of time to share their knowledge, to share their history, to share their experiences with those who have not been here that long. To make themselves available for whatever it is that this church might need and whatever it is committees might need. You may not be asked to serve on that particular committee, but they may call you up or ask you to come in and give a little bit of history on how things were in the church, why they were done like they were, why the church is built in pieces like it is and through the years. I think the young people should reach out and just don't think they're here all alone and starting out at the bottom. There's a lot of knowledge, a lot of history here in the church, and people would be more than willing to share that. We know that life has changed. Life has changed in Roswell. Life has changed at First Baptist Roswell. We all have to recognize that, and we all have to work towards the settlement of, one, keeping this church growing, keep it viable, keep it meaningful to the group. We're here sitting in the church today, but our mission field is right outside when we go get in our car.
Beautiful. I think that is absolutely marvelous, and it could not be expressed any better. And Elwin, all I can say is God bless and thank you for sharing this time today on memories of members at Roswell First Baptist.
It's been my pleasure, Gene, and thank you for asking me. And I wish the Lord's blessing on you and your marketing department as you do your work for First Baptist Roswell.
Well, Roswell First Baptist Church members have more memories of witness, service, and fellowship like we have just heard. So come back and hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and love for Christ and dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.